Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Cerriero, and I have the pleasure to have over the phone today a very, very talented man. His name is Mr. Jace Bordeaux, and his last name is exactly as the Bordeaux that we're drinking, but it has more talent than any Bordeaux that you might think of. He is, Mr. Jace Bordeaux, is a first-class director and first-class producer, and he's going to talk to us today about his fantastic film that is called Excelsis, which is actually now being developed, and I can guarantee you that this is going to be a one-of-a-kind story. You would not regret to hear this episode of today. So without any further ado, please welcome the one and only Mr. Jace Bordeaux. How are you, Jace, today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, David, for such a very enthusiastic introduction. That was
I'm only trying to follow the great things that you are doing. So I'm trying to match that, you know, because your movies are great. They're a lot of fun. So I'm trying to be as good as you are. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Thank you. Very, very kind of you. Very, very kind of you.
It's my pleasure, my DJ. Thank you so much for taking some time. I know how busy you are now. I wanted to ask you a few things, and I really appreciate you taking time today to be with us on the Culture News today. Can you please tell us about this movie, Excelsis? But before you're doing that, there is a tradition on this show that you have to introduce yourself for the people who don't know you. Please tell us all the great things you have done so far. I know there are many, many things, but tell us a summary of it and where you're from and what brought you to become a director and a producer.
Oh, no problems, David. Well, first off, I should say I'm actually right now in Toronto, Canada, and it's just a magnificent city in North America, and people sometimes outside of here don't realize how much film production goes on here. So up here, we call Toronto basically the Hollywood of the North, just because the industry is so predominant here in the city for the most part. And so I'm talking to you today as a very proud Torontonian from Canada and Canadian. And we're all quite excited up here about what's going on with the film. But maybe just to answer your question a little bit, one of the things that really attracted me to doing what we're doing right now and over the course of the next few years with a lot of our film products has been mostly because I saw it as a vehicle or an opportunity, if I could perhaps use that word, as maybe creating a little bit of an impact that would affect what the world tomorrow looks like. In other words, 20 years from now, if we look at the world we're kind of living in, I think that using like film as a bit of a medium to tell various stories or to explore things, for example, like what we're going to do in Excelsis with women at the forefront of things and highlighting various character strengths. I think that those ideas that we impart into the world, whether it's individually with somebody one-on-one or whether it's through a medium like film, I think those are seeds that go into the ground and they slowly take root, right? Ideas kind of become thoughts, and then thoughts kind of become things, and they slowly shape, you know, the world around us. No different mm-hmm. than if you look at somebody like Martin Luther King back yeah. in his time, who said, I have this little dream where we're going to live in a world that's all unified. And it was just an idea that people thought was crazy back then. Yeah. But enough people believed it, and then uh-huh. slowly things started to change. And then
absolutely.
It affected the world we live in today.
Thank God it changed.
Yeah. And I look at film as the same medium yeah. to do the same thing, to kind of mm-hmm. shape the world we're ultimately going to be living in tomorrow, right?
Exactly.
So that's what drew me to film and this medium is, I recognized it as, a platform where you could impart some change and make a little bit of a difference in the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a beautiful way to put things. So now tell me about this movie, Excelsis. Let me spell it out for our guys. It's E-X-C-E-L-S-I-S, Excelsis. Please tell me about this fantastic movie that is in the making right now.
Well, Excelsis, we're super excited about it, and predominantly because this is a film that is basically in the drama sport movie genre. And as we have said, if you look at the genre, there's not another film like it. There hasn't been another female-based MMA film. Not to mention, if you look at the genre very closely, at least the top 100 titles, there's not really a lot of titles where you find women in the non-traditional roles, right? There are a couple, but not a lot. So, this type of film we're excited about for a lot of reasons, but I also believe that the success of the film will kind of help, to maybe change the mindset of, hey, women can't draw at the box office, right? Which is not true. I mean, I think if you create the right platforms and the right product, I totally disagree with that. Mm-hmm. But we're excited about it because it's literally on pace to be the first of its kind, right? Hasn't been done before.
Yeah, and one thing that I can really congratulate you for, of course, besides of your wonderful career and all the great things that you're doing, is that you are probably one of the very, very few people in the world, besides, of course, the big franchise like Star Wars or, this kind of guy. You got already so many followers on social media about a movie that is not made yet. It just tells how people are inspired by the story of the movie itself, And when you see that a lot of movies, even coming from big studios, and just me, I have interviewed a lot of them, when the movie is released, they are struggling to get an audience. And the movie is not made yet, and already the audience is very, 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 very excited about it. So that's a really great thing. You have already more than 10,000 social media followers. How do you explain that? And do you think it's also part of maybe a strategy?
Well, at the end of the day, I am a creative professional, but myself and our team here, we're also business people as well. So obviously it makes sense, right? If you're going to put a product out there, you should know what your market is and how you're going to get the product to the market. So in one hand, when we talk about this movie being the type of film that is basically creating a movement to change everything, part of what we mean by that is also in the way films are being prepared to get produced and how they're going into market. So there has been a little bit of a strategy to prepare this product and to prepare awareness for it even before it comes out, which it won't even be out till 2018. However, the traction and everything that's been going on has somewhat exceeded anything that we thought might have happened. And that's partly because I call it the right time, right place, right everything, because if you start looking around, you see there's a huge interest and a huge movement right now with just the women in combat sports. If you look at the UFC arena, there's a huge resurgence and huge interest in that. So literally, people are interested in that. And it also proves the point that I've always thought, that people are interested in seeing women in non-traditional film worlds. as well, right?
And I love, you know, the line that you put about the movie. It's called, it's not just another fight, it's the fight for everything, you know. And I think this is so much inspiring because, you know, it is simple, but it is true. And also I love how you portray women and because now women are fighting back. You know, this is their century. You know, they've been ignored for many, many centuries. I mean, almost like since the ages. But now it's their centuries. And finally, you know, directors, great directors like you understood that and are really promoting it in a great, 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 great way. So also I want to ask you a question, and I hope you won't mind my question. Would you mind telling me a little bit about Mr. Bravo? Because that's absolutely something that I'm really, really interested to know a little bit more.
That's another feature film that we have in development. So it's interesting that you brought it up. And that's a very, very interesting story as well. And it has a very unique twist because that particular film in and of itself, what we do is we kind of go back into, I don't know, you might have remembered a few years ago, there was a whole craze around bitcoins and cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what we've done is we've created this title where in that film, Mr. Bravo, we kind of highlight one individual and what was happening during that, you know, it's fictional. But what we did is we kind of highlighted kind of what was happening during that whole Bitcoin phase and all the craziness that was kind of happening during that 1-2 year period. You talk to people and some people kind of know and other people, well, I heard something, but I never really understood what was going on.
Yeah.
So what we did is we took the story and put it in a very fast-paced, high-energy feature film, kind of in the style of Snatch, if you remember that, with Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jason Statham, where people can see it from a whole new perspective and be thoroughly entertained with it. So that one's actually on the slate next, right after Excelsior. So again, it's another feature we have that has a little bit of a unique twist to it. Mm-hmm. And appeal to a bit of a niche market as well. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the reasons why when we talk about Excelsius, we say it's more of a movement to change a lot of things because I personally think the future is going to be a lot in these niche market films that cater to very specific groups as opposed to maybe putting something out there that just caters to one blanket audience. I think just, you know, from a producer standpoint, the returns are greater in some of these niche areas, right? Just because the audiences are going to be more engaged in it for the most part.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I love really the artwork and I really appreciate that even if the movie is in development, you always bring a very strong attention to visuals, really. And I just love the artwork of Mr. Bravo. And I love you always add this small phrase, it takes money to get money. This is really, you know, when that movie will be released, James, I want you to know, I will be the first one to buy a ticket. I will be on the first row. Like, you cannot miss me. That's really, really inspiring. So I wanted to ask you something. Why did you choose? I know we spoke a little bit about that, but who are the film directors who really influenced you as a director?
Honestly, I'm glad you've asked that question. I have to say that I'm not sure if anybody's ever really asked me that, but one of the, or I should say the director who really, really, really inspires me because I think he's taken his work to just a whole new place is definitely Christopher Nolan. Right.
You know who I was thinking? Lee Daniels.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
You know, because of the message that you're giving, of social issues that you also bringing up. I was thinking also of him, but I'm glad you didn't say it first.
Yeah, I say Christopher Nolan. Like I said, I'm a big, you know, fan of his work, especially, for example, like Interstellar, where they were saying so much in the film that you really have to pay attention to really, really, really see exactly what was going on. And, you know, the attention to detail, the style, the cinematography. There's a question for me personally when it comes to film. I actually believe that the score, the sound, the music is probably one of the most important things. You know, to the film. So that's always, you know, when it comes to cinematography, it's right up there. Very, 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 very important to me. So when I think about Christopher Nolan, I automatically also think of Hans Zimmer.
What a great film composer.
And I think sometimes people underestimate the power of sound because when it's done right, you don't know. When it's not done right, it's kind of obvious something was wrong with the film. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't answer the question about my favorite director without maybe throwing that in there as well. Just because I think when it comes to music, the music score, it's just as important as the direction on the film and also the cinematography. Like it all, you know, has to come together, right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, I always associate those two together, and I know they've worked together, but I'm not 100% sure why.
I
always do that.
That's very interesting. So before we start to say goodbye to each other, because your movies unfortunately have an end, so is this interview. So that I know it's always sad. But so now, you know, we have in our audience a lot of important producers. We have in our audience a lot of investors, and they are trusting this show to know what is good to put their money in. And I want to say right away that to put a dollar into Jace Bordeaux's film is the best way for you to get another extra dollar. So if someone wants to invest in your movies, because what people don't know, I mean, not all the big investors, of course they know, but all the novice, the new investors, is that when you have a movie that costs already $100 million to make, you know, it's very, very hard to cover the expenses already before you can hope for a benefit. But where you do the biggest money, it's on independent movies because they cost less to make. And if they become a success, you know, it can be hundreds of million dollars, you know. So if I want to invest in your movie, just tell me, what do I have to do?
Well, thank you for mentioning that. You know, at the moment, I'd love to say that, we're open to taking investments and doing this, but we're actually completely funded.
Wow.
And So to continue where you left off, you're right. I do agree with you 100% where the returns are in the independent films, and some of it can be scripted out in terms of how the returns work. But what I'd love to tell your network, the producers and a lot of those guys, is follow us, follow the film, follow the progress. They can get in touch. There might be some synergies maybe with other projects and cross marketing and various things like that, right? And
we have also some movie theaters owner, you know, the Deuce would be the guys who would be happy, I'm sure, to screen your movies when they would be released. This is why I mentioned, you know, in the general way.
And things like that would be absolutely fantastic. Like they can just go to excelsiusmovie.com, and all of our contact information and details are on the website. So we're, you know, easy to find and easy to get in touch with as well for any, you know, potential opportunities and various things. We've gotten approached with some big names in the sports world, actually. So there's more announcements coming soon that we're even more excited about that will definitely, how can I say this, blow a lot of minds away.
I'm pretty sure you already blew our minds with all your wonderful creativity and all the stories, and the numbers that just speak for themselves. I mean, 10,000 people who are following this movie, let me tell you, a lot of even some major independent production company, they'd be happy to sell 10,000 tickets, you know.
So yeah, to have, well, exactly.
Yeah, 10,000 followers is just pretty amazing. So, my dear go ahead, my dear friend.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say, yeah, you're right. And even over the past week, we saw our numbers. I think we're even closer to 15,000 right now. So it's like the momentum's moving, and that's why we're calling it a movement, because there's definitely a lot of excitement around Excelsius right now.
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised. Honestly, I'm not surprised, because your talent really speaks for itself. So, my dear James, thank you a million times for taking some time with us today. And I want you to know that this show is yours. You can come back anytime and talk about your great movie and talk about all the wonderful achievements that you are growing every day. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Saviro, and I had the pleasure to have today over the phone the fantastic director and producer, Mr. James Bordeaux as Bordeaux, the color and the wine, J-A-Z-E, and he has now a fantastic film called Excelsis, and feel free to really go on the website, as Jay has mentioned, and to follow it on several social media networks. Thank you so much, Jay, and we talk to each other very, very soon.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.